So my name's Flavia Humphreys. We're just outside Llanfyslin High School, and I'm here with Gary
Tatlow.
And Gary's going to talk a little bit about when he came here to give a talk. So what was your talk about?
My talk was about the Olympic Games. When I lived in Cyprus, I went to America and I got a gold in the 400 metres and a silver in the long jump. I was very competitive. And I came first in the 400 metres and second in the long jump.
So what was the experience like of training for the Olympics? How much training did you do?
Not a lot, but it was quite experienced and very, very good training.
Brilliant. So in America, where did you stay for the Olympics?
I stayed in a university.
Okay. And good food?
Yes, the food was very, very good.
Brilliant. So did they have training facilities while you were there?
No, we just did running and then, you know,
yeah,
trained.
Fantastic.
But yeah.
Brilliant. So what was it like standing on the podium?
It felt really, really, really good. It felt really, really nice. Standing on the podium, winning the first gold medal for Cyprus. It was really, really good.
Extraordinary. So did you know the national anthem for Cyprus? Did you have to sing it?
No, we didn't have any anthems.
Oh, okay. Right. And what about the opening ceremony? What did they have?
They had Stevie Wonder. And some marches through of all the teams that were going into the Olympics.
Brilliant. And any fireworks?
No, there was no fireworks at the starters, but I think we had fireworks at the end.
Fantastic.
But yeah.
So do they have the Olympic flame torch at the Special Olympics?
Yes, they did.
Oh, okay, fantastic. And then did you ever go to any other Olympics after that?
In 1998, I went to Athens, which is Greece. And then in 1999, I went to America, as I said. And in year 2001, I went to Hungary.
Oh, wow. So what were you doing in Hungary?
I think it was the 100 metres and the 200, I can't remember.
Oh my goodness.
I got a silver and a bronze there. And I did, in Athens, I did the 100 metres and I got a bronze medal for the 100 metres.
Goodness me, that's extraordinary. Well, did you do London Olympics or help with London?
No, I didn't.
Did you go to it?
No, I didn't.
No, not that one. Do you like watching it on the telly?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Do you think it's changed much in the last 10, 20 years since you were there?
No, I don't think so, no.
No, it's fairly similar. So when you came to the school, did you talk to a big group of children or just a smaller group?
The whole school. Whole school, yeah.
Oh, wow. And what sort of questions did the children ask?
They... How did you feel when you won the gold medal? And I said I felt great and, you know.
Yeah, wonderful. And do you think you've inspired any other children to start running?
I don't know on that answer.
No, hopefully. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Right, yeah.
So you have still, up until lockdown, still been running. Who were you running with?
I was running with a team in Newtown. I can't remember the name of the group.
So was that just sort of in the evenings or?
Yeah, it was just one evening a week.
Oh, okay. And do you do long distances or just sort of sprints?
Long distances, like going round Newtown, running round the town and things like that.
Oh my goodness. So have you, are there any other sports you've ever done or been interested in?
No, just athletics.
You just like athletics generally?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
So you say you did the long jump. What about high jump?
No, not high jump. No.
No, just long jump.
Just long jump and running, that's all.
Oh, fantastic. So do you think you'll be able to run again soon?
I hope so, yes, when the team start back up again.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. That'd be great. So am I right in thinking you did some other projects at the school with MenCap? Did you do a gardening, come here for gardening?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, what sort of garden were you doing?
I was on the allotment garden.
Oh, lovely.
Right, yeah.
Brilliant. And did the children ever help with that?
Some of the children did, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Brilliant. Well, thank you for that. It was really interesting. Congratulations on all your medals.
Okay.